the body itself, with all these electric charges, I mean, it, in the universe, there's no question we have the power of electricity throughout the entire universe. I guess then the body's no different.
Well, it's not just the body. It's down to the cellular level. There's a really neat study that was done by Siba Geigy down in the, gosh, I think they published it in 1989. It's called the Siba Geigy effect, where they actually put seeds between electrical plates and did an electrostatic field for 3 days, and they were able to get evolutionary runbacks to, like they did ferns, and they were actually able to grow ferns that were like 300 million years old from the fossil records.
Now, by learning this, though, about the body and the electricity, what can we do with it?
Well, I tell you what, Robert O. Becker's not quit yet. He had a paper out in 2003 about using electrodes to grow stem cells, activate stem cells.
Well, if they do that, that could change a lot of things.
Well, you know, you think about it. The biggest problem with regeneration and the stem cell controversy is there aren't enough stem cells. Yet the Becker's work, and other people have done this too, have shown that the body's mature cells can go backwards. They can de-differentiate, and that's what happens with salamanders. They're easy to do, and humans do it. When you're repairing bone, you're actually, and you put an electrical field around bone, what you're or the bone's doing it itself, the cells are actually growing backwards into the less mature forms, and they're actually repairing. You're having the fibroblasts are coming and de-differentiating it back to forming cartilage cells and bone cells. And Becker's work has also shown that you could probably take this even further if you had the right frequencies and the right types of electrodes and the right current. And there's a lot of other factors involved, and probably do the same thing with different stem cells.
I'm getting messages all over the place from parents whose children have they lost parts of their fingers and things when they were really small, and they say, indeed, the fingers have grown back. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Just amazing. I guess it would not work with an arm, would it?
We're not at that level now. Research. I mean, they started this research back in '58, and actually, there was some done before that by other people, but it's just not been funded.
Now, tell me about some of the other things that are going on in terms of cellular energy. How are we able to strengthen it, build it, or does it just do it on its own?
No, well, I mean, let's talk back to that song that you had on. It sounded like an addict shooting up. There was a lady named Meg Patterson back, oh, gosh, I think the 60s, and she was taught by a Hong Kong doctor that you could stimulate electrically in the earlobe and actually decrease people's cravings. And this is now turned into what's a process called cranial electrical stimulators. It's an FDA-approved device. And they're now used for anxiety, depression, pain control, where they just simply stick two electrodes to your ear, clips, and put a little current through your brain.
Some people claim that their neighbors are beaming microwave beams at them, maybe through their houses, to get at them.
Well, they're probably thinking back on that Russian work when they were back in the 60s and 70s, the Russians were beaming microwaves at the U.S. Embassy.
Right. Now, what's the danger of that to the human body from a distance, from close by? What could happen?
Well, with the Russians, they were creating cancers and a lot of degenerative diseases in the people that were working in the United States Embassy. It was actually considered a hazardous duty assignment at that time.
They really were giving people cancer?
Yeah. I think they had several U.S. ambassadors die of cancer from that.
Now, were they doing this to kill them off, or were they doing some experiment?
It's hard to say. I've never really talked to anybody that was involved with that process or that project, but the Russians have been involved with studying the effect of all types of electromagnetic energies on human physiology for longer than the United States has. So they've got a great deal of data collected, and they were evidently using it as a way of, as an attack.
What are we learning every day about this, about the body electric?
Well, we're learning that you can actually change cellular processes with the right frequency and waveform. It's a matter of applying the right type of device, and you can promote cell functions such as fat burning or protein synthesis or cell repair.
Do medical doctors like you understand this?
Very few. I mean, I've had to spend 25 years studying this. It's not. There's no physics taught in medical school. I mean, it's biochemistry, pharmacology.
Sure.
And they just don't have a background.
Now, what could the person at home do? So he's listening to this program right now, he or she. Maybe they want to do something about their own physical health. What do they do?
Wow, it's very complicated. Well, they need to get some need to start with education. I would start with reading some of the premier books in the field. Anything Robert O. Becker wrote, The Body Electric is probably the first place to start. There's a newer book out called The Field by Lynn McTaggart.
Heard about that, yes, and Lynn's been on the show.
And that's a good place. James Oshman has several books out. One's called Energy Medicine. That would probably be the best one to start with. It gives you some of the newer information. He has another one past that. But what you can do is start reading this. Next thing is just try to keep your exposure down in your home. You know, don't put clock radios by your head. If you're going to microwave, don't stay in the room while the microwave is on. Get yourself some of these electronic detectors. And, you know, you can buy them for like $39 on eBay. And you can just basically measure the fields coming off. Don't sit right by the TV. If you're going to watch TV, sit back many feet. I think at one point when the first color TVs came out, they were putting out more X-rays than X-ray machines.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? It's kind of funny that you say that, Steve, because in my early life as a television producer, we would sit in the control room that had 50 television sets, okay, monitors we called them, and a lot of the people in that room died of an early age of cancer, including one of my best friends. He was the director, and he was there next to those monitors really close. And I always wondered if that room had anything to do with it.
It certainly didn't help. I mean, we know that the electrical currents in the body are involved in cell growth and regeneration, but the improper type of currents can also lead toward cancerous transformation.